Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with you.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes. Good morning. I'm Joanne Pickett. And I'm here today to promote TOPS, which is Taking Off Pounds Sensibly. This is a weight loss and weight management support group. We meet in the St. Thomas Church on Thursday evenings. 5:30 to 6:30 is our weigh-in times, and then from 6:30 to 7:15 approximately, we have a little meeting. So when people come to TOPS, we have a whole range of people, and we have many people who are struggling with weight loss, and not only weight loss, weight management. So when you come, we want to invite you in a friendly environment, and being honest as well. So I'll give you an example of myself. I could walk past my bathroom scale every day. And look at her very meanly, and be very unfriendly because I don't like what it has to say.
Right.
So seriously, yeah. That's how I feel. But when I go to TOPS, I've made myself accountable to that scale.
Right.
So I tell most of the people there, well, I've told them all actually, that that is your best friend. So if I've had a rough week, and it could be for any reason. I could have been out. I could have been socializing. And, you know, you eat when you're socialized. You eat when you're angry. You eat when you're upset.
Right.
The kids have drove you crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're bored.
Or you're bored. Absolutely. You're bored.
Yeah.
All of these things. So, but when I go on Thursday, I know that very honest friend called the weight scale is going to take me to task.
Right.
So sometimes being overweight or having problems managing your weight is not only about overeating.
Yeah.
Often, you know, you have problems going on with yourself. Or, you know what, you may not know how to prepare a good meal.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you told me, you eat one meal a day.
Yeah.
Well, that is not in my not in my life.
That's right.
I like to cook. I like to prepare.
Yeah.
So basically, that's we get together. We support people.
Yeah.
In a very conscientious and honest manner. We
hope
to be. And so we've been around for a long time, but a lot of people don't know about TOPS. And TOPS is taking off pounds sensibly. And trying to keep them off and promote a good lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. That's awesome. How long have you been a member of this organization?
Boy, you know, I really can't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say approximately eight years.
Okay.
Yes.
So a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so you found a community with them, obviously.
I did. Actually, you know, just through word of mouth. And I knew about TOPS all my life.
Yeah.
I've heard about TOPS. I'm originally from Newfoundland, and I knew about TOPS down in Newfoundland.
Okay.
And, you know, but as I became an adult and when I moved here, I always struggled with my weight. Always wanted to learn new things.
Right.
And I've been probably on every diet.
Yeah.
You know, not every diet in the world, but I've tried a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, but when I started going to TOPS, it opened up a new area for me because, you know what, I was learning how to prepare more sensible meals, trying to make better choices, learning about calorie counting, you know, the plant-based diets, low-calorie diets, low-carb diets, intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
All, you know.
Yeah. And this works for you?
It does.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
So you have something on your wrist.
Yes, my watch.
I love that watch.
Well,
talk about that watch a little bit. I have a watch very similar to that.
Well, this watch is a, I received this watch from my employer many years ago, which was a Syncrew Canada.
Yep.
And actually, this is, so these watches came out to all of the employees for a milestone that we met.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is a Swiss Army watch.
Yep.
One of the fellows I was working with, so I received the ladies' style watch.
Right.
And he received the man's style watch.
Yeah.
So he wanted to give the watch to his wife.
Right.
But she thought the watch was too big. And I wanted a man's style watch because I like a bigger face watch.
Yeah.
So I've had this watch for so long. This watch has received so many new watch straps. You would not believe it.
Yeah.
So I've had almost every color watch strap that you can have.
Nice.
So that's the watch. This watch is going to go with me.
Yeah.
Forever, I think. I hope so.
Yeah, it's a gem. Like,
it is beautiful.
My dad's into watches, and so like as a kid, like he would get me watches, and I'd wear watches. And he got that one, and I still have it in my drawer at home to this day. Yeah. It has a black strap to it.
It came with
a black strap. But I noticed your watch as soon as you came in. But then I saw the strap of it. I'm just like, I wonder if that's what it came with or if she added that on.
No, my darling. Actually, this watch strap is less than a month old.
Okay.
So my battery was wearing out.
Right.
And the watch strap I had, again, I was gone back to a black one at that just previous to this one.
Yeah.
So I went down to one of the jewelry stores and I thought, I need a new battery.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to change my watch strap
for you. It's nice. It goes together with your outfit extremely well today.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, on that note, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he has his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we got to send it to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is a go-to recipe you make when you want to impress someone with food?
Oh, probably Jake's dinner.
Oh, I see. Probably. Question number two, what is one movie you like to watch when you try to relax?
Shawshank Redemption.
Great movie.
Question number three, if you could spend a day as any animal, what animal would you choose?
Probably my dog.
Great answer. Question number four, what is one snack or treat from your youth that you wish would be brought back?
No, I was never a pop person. So I would just probably say toast and tea, always.
Great answer. And your final question, if you could meet any person, current or living or not, who would you want to meet?
Queen Elizabeth.
And those have been your five questions.
Thank you.
Isn't it wild that we say God save the king.
Yeah.
Thank you. Instead of God save the queen? Mm-hmm. That's nuts to me.
Well, it's the king now, so.
I know.
And our money should start rolling in soon with a king on it instead of a queen.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
Like all the, I think it'll be all like the 2024 minted coins will come with a king.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the monarch on our money now.
Yeah, so if you have like any kind of bills and or coins that have the queen's face on it, collector's item.
No. Because the queen had such a long reign.
Right.
That you're looking like all of our money for the past, like, what, 60 years has had a queen on it?
Yeah.
It's going to take longer than my life for that to be worth money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The king will be cool.
Yeah, the Kings. Yeah, fair enough.
Because the King won't be nearly as long of a reign.
Right. Good call. So Newfoundland. What part of Newfoundland are you from?
The West Coast. It's a small town called Rocky Harbor.
Okay.
We're right in the center of Gros Morne National Park.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Do you get a chance to go back often?
Very often.
You did not miss a beat very often. How much is very?
First when I moved up here was probably once every 2 years.
Okay.
And now that I've retired,
yeah.
My mom lives with me quite a lot of the time.
Okay.
So in 2023, I traveled to Newfoundland 3 times.
Okay. Yes. And where in Newfoundland do you stay now?
In Rocky Harbor.
Oh, the same place?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Is it the childhood house that you grew up in that you go back to? Yes. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. What's that house like?
That house is a 3-bedroom, 1-level house.
Okay.
The basement is not what you would call finished.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's a very comfortable house, strong, sturdy.
Yeah.
Sturdy, beautiful home.
What color is it?
It's green on the outside with white trim.
Oh, nice.
Mostly
nice.
Hardwood floor on the inside.
Yeah.
It's a 1-bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
And a 1-bathroom add-on downstairs.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 4 sisters.
So 4 of you grew up in that house?
5 of us.
Oh, yeah, 5. Five 4. Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And where are they now?
2 sisters are here with myself.
So okay.
There's 3 sisters here, and 2 are still living in Rocky Harbor.
Okay. Wow. That's so cool, and it's that childhood home is still there.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that's where you guys go back? Is that like where the reunions happen?
Yes, absolutely.
And how often does that take place in your family?
Well, like I say, I was home 3 years this year.
Yeah.
And all of the sisters weren't home at the same time.
Right.
But you know what? When we do, it's usually a full house.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the beds are full. Usually the floor who's getting the bedroom downstairs, right?
That's awesome.
The washroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when it comes to traveling, you obviously are an adventurous person. Like we spoke a little bit before, like you guys moved to Fort McMurray like back in the day, like in the '80s. Yeah.
Yes.
When did you move? What year?
I moved up here in January of 1986.
See. That's adventurous to me. Mm-hmm. What other locations have you traveled around the world?
Oh, my husband and I.
Yeah.
After our children were grown and mm-hmm. could stay, we thought stay on their own.
Yeah.
We've traveled to Europe a couple of times.
Okay.
We've traveled to Australia.
Yeah.
Hawaii, many places in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And please God.
Yeah.
That we continue to travel and see a lot more of this beautiful world.
Yeah. Do you have any like hit list items or locations that you want to try to check out?
We'd like to go to Asia.
What part of Asia?
I'd like to go into China.
Is amazing. I went there for 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. I would like to go down into Vietnam, Bali. I'd love to go to Norway because I hear that Norway has this temperate winter where it's like minus 10 and not cold and not windy, and you know, you can ski. And I've heard that, I've read about it.
Yeah,
I'd like to see the fjords as well. I'd like to go up into Iceland,
yeah,
but I don't want to go up in the bitter, bitter cold.
Those yeah,
are getting
yeah,
tougher. I'm finding winter,
yeah,
but
yeah,
but you have to embrace winter if we're going to live here.
That's right,
and
that's
I'm
right,
staying here.
Yeah, that's right. So you're going to retire here. This is it.
I am retired,
okay,
and yes, we are staying here. This was our decision.
Yeah.
And very happy with our decision.
Yeah. My parents made the same decision to retire in Fort McMurray. It was an easy decision for them. I had the grandchild first. So like they were just on
there
lockdown.
You go.
So my siblings get none of the grandparents unless they want to move back. So, but like I have seen the benefit of my parents staying here versus moving away. I know so many people who moved away. I used to be in human resources, so I'd help people with their like packages when they retired, and they'd say like, I'm moving here and there and everywhere. But when you like live in a community for the duration of time that you've lived in this community, you make connections. And so like my mom who stayed and my dad, they have friends that have been here forever, and they've made new friends because they've stayed in, like, the same groups, kind of like your guys' program, right? Yeah. You have new blood always coming in. Yeah. So my mom's constantly making new friends. Mm-hmm. Versus individuals who have left for, like, an Edmonton or Calgary or back to the East Coast. Like, it's hard to make friends, like, when you get into a certain age bracket, you know? And so they don't have the same kind of, like, community environment that you do when you retire, like, in Fort McMurray.
But, yeah. You know, Fort McMurray is so unique.
It is.
So when Sheila and I came here,
yeah,
Sheila didn't have any family, and she was married to her ex-husband at the time.
Yeah.
When I came here, I came with a sister.
Yeah.
And I came, and so I had three uncles that were living here. We lived with one uncle and aunt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just grew on that.
Yeah.
Most people,
yeah,
there's not a lot of family here.
That's
so
right.
So you know what? Your friends become your family.
That's right. That's right.
And one thing about Fort McMurray, we got people here from every corner of the earth.
Yeah.
And, which is so empowering when you see, because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, they're from way over there. I mean, we don't know them kind of people.
But right.
You know what?
Yeah.
That kind of people,
yeah,
are your kind of people.
That's
they're
right.
All the same.
Yeah. Facts.
And you know what? When you live in a community like Fort McMurray,
yeah,
you learn that.
Yeah.
And you see it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. Like, people think because we're literally in the middle of nowhere that, like, you wouldn't have that kind of cultural diversity. But, like, for me growing up here, like, I hung out with all different types of people, all races, all colors, everything. And then I remember, like, when I moved to Edmonton to, like, further my education, people hung out in silos. And it was wild to me. I could not understand it. Even like my cousins, like, because they were excited I moved to the city and, oh, Elliot, you're going to come out with us. And they would take me to Guyanese parties. And I was like, what's a Guyanese party? And you would go and it'd be Guyanese people. And that's cool. I got no beef with that. But then like the next week it'd be the same people. And the next week it'd be the same. I'm like, where's everybody else? Where's the diversity here? But like I realized in Edmonton or any major city, when you have that volume of numbers, well, you can stay in your community. But in Fort Mac, you don't have that luxury. And it's not a luxury. Like, it's awesome to, like, hang out with all different individuals.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's enriching.
It is. It really is. I'm a board member for the Multicultural Association here in Fort McMurray. Like, just promoting that message. Because it's so cool. Like, we do so many amazing things in this community just by happenstance because of the, like, geography that we find ourselves in.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's it. Tanner tapped his watch. We're unfortunately out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. So I just wanted to promote TOPS, Taking Off Pound Sensibly. We meet at St. Thomas Church every Thursday evening. We are also online. So if you do want to join TOPS, you have that benefit as well.
Yeah.
We are a support group for weight loss and weight management, mm-hmm, in a nice, friendly, informal atmosphere. We usually meet and we, you know, do our announcements first, talk about what we've been up to this week, and then usually we'll go around the circle and it's like a friendly circle and we'll talk about different things. It could be from a recipe to a new idea or talking about, do you have a new medication out for diabetes?
Right.
Or high blood pressure or whatever. But we are not dietitians. We are not clinicians at all.
Yeah.
We're just regular people trying to support people in their weight loss or weight management journey.
Cool. Right on. Well, thank you very much for coming on today. I loved it. Good
thank
conversation.
You very much, Elliot.
Cool. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Neral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.